You're asking me what form of evolution did humans come from? I don't understand what that means.
Example, apes, fish, birds, bear.
Birds are not our direct ancestor. There is a kind of fish that is our direct ancestor. Except from the arthropods. Tiktaalik.
And that is what?
It's basically the earliest known fish we know of that had robust limbs and could spend time on land.
So you're saying we came from fish? Not from apes, correct?
No, we come from apes. Apes are our more direct ancestors, and we're apes too. But at one point, I mean, you brought up fish. That's why I mentioned fish.
Yeah. But then you said that we do come from ancestors that that is fish, but that have limbs, right?
Yeah. Like I was born in the United States. But if you go back a little bit further, my great-great grandparents, I think, were Scandinavian. And if you go back even further than that, my ancestors came all the way from Africa, because that's where humans came from. No, those are all humans, but at different times, your ancestors, find themselves in a different place. Now, with extreme time, like with evolution, if you go back a few million years, our direct ancestors are just apes, other primates. If you go back many, many millions of years, before there even were any apes, do we still have any ancestors? Yeah, they were something else. So that's why when you said fish, I said, well, yeah, one of our ancestors is fish. Another one of our ancestors at a different time was a primate. And at yet a different time, it was something else.
Okay, but then how would you say that humans come to exist?
Through evolution?
So what evolution would you refer to?
I mean, there's only one evolution. I don't know what you're asking
what
for.
What is the origin of the evolution that humans came to existence?
Again, I have no idea what you're actually asking. Because if you say the origin of evolution, well, that's going to go back to the first organism. But then when you add to it that humans came from, humans weren't around billions of years ago when evolution started with living organisms. So this question is just, I don't know how to answer it because it's...
So you don't know, or you do know? Because you did
Your question doesn't have an answer. Your question, as formulated, doesn't have an answer. It's a terrible question.
Okay, so you can't answer my question. Okay.
No, your question is unanswerable, and I explained why.
You gave me two perspectives. You gave me two perspectives on how humans came to existence. You gave me ancestors, aka fish and aka apes, right?
Yeah. Like, okay, so your mom gave birth to you, but your grandma gave birth to your mom. So if I ask, for me to ask you an equivalent question would be, when did your family begin? So what's the answer to that question? There is no answer to that question because you have no idea what I mean.
Okay, so did we evolve?
Yes.
Okay, what did we evolve? What did we evolve from?
Homo heidelbergensis is our immediate ancestor.
And that is?
A different species of human that existed before we did.
Okay. So it's still connecting to the apes and fish, correct?
Homo heidelbergensis is a human, which is a type of ape.
Okay, it's a type of ape. So we came from apes?
We are apes, yeah. That's what we immediately came from.
So our ancestors would be just chimpanzee monkeys?
Chimpanzees are not our ancestors. Chimpanzees didn't exist millions of years ago.
Okay, but you would still say they are still a part of our bloodline, no? Our colony of origin.
We are related to them. Just like if you have a cousin, you're related to them, but your cousin didn't give birth to you. Your grandparents gave birth to your uncles and aunts and parents, and then your uncles and aunts gave birth to your cousins. That's how you're related to them.
Yeah, I'm not asking about my cousins or how they came to exist. I'm saying, how did humans come to existence?
They evolved immediately from Homo heidelbergensis.
So you're saying apes, right?
That's one of the answers, yeah. If you want to know what did we most recently evolve from, it would be other humans, which are a type of ape.
But the origin would be apes, correct?
The origin of what?
The origin of our existence.
So the first living things on this planet that were humans, yes, were apes, not fish. There wasn't a fish human that turned into a primate human. That didn't happen.
So you would say it's something like a crossbreed from apes. Would you say that? Because you said the original state of an ape couldn't become a human, but you'd say something like,
I never said
an ape
that.
Plus something else created a human, right?
I never said anything like that.
So the origin would be apes, correct?
The first living things on this planet that were classified as humans were a type of great ape. That is the answer to your question.
Okay, so an ape. So we come from apes.
We are apes. Yeah.
Okay, that's all. If that's what you think, then I guess so.
Well, we know this.
Yeah, but there's still apes that exist, you know,
and yeah, of we wouldn't course say there
that.
Are.
Yeah, we wouldn't say that apes evolve and became human.
No, right? We do say that because we have the direct evidence of that.
But yet, there's still apes that exist, and there's still apes, not humans. So
a human is an ape, and you're now doing that thing you did earlier where you said, chimpanzees turned into humans. No, they didn't. A long time ago, there weren't any chimpanzees. They evolved along their own line, but they are related to us. Just like your cousins didn't give birth to you, but you are still related to your cousins. Chimpanzees are our cousins.
Yeah, but then you said another human plus an ape made a human. That's what you said.
I never said anything like that.
I swear to God you did.
No, I said the first humans, or... That's not what I said. The first thing that would be classified as a human was a type of ape. That's what I said.
Oh, okay. So the first human would be an ape, right?
Yes. The first human was an ape. Yeah.
I'm just saying, if humans came from monkeys, why are there still monkeys? You can't have an atmosphere next to a vacuum. The Big Bang violates the second law of thermodynamics. Everything that's created requires a creator. Show me curvature. There are no missing links. Evolution has never been observed. The Earth is only 6,000 years old.
Why do you think that if we exist, then the other apes can't exist, if evolution is true? I don't understand why you would think that.
I mean, the theory of that would just be meaning that if we really do come from apes, then we wouldn't see apes no longer. We would see humans and no apes at all. And
the United States was originally a British colony. Why does Britain still exist if the United States exists?
Yes, I understand. But here's the thing.
If you understood, then you wouldn't ask this question.
Hold up. If that is the case, if we really did come from apes, yeah, there's different kinds of skin colors, different types of race, I wouldn't say that we originally came from apes itself.
No, we did. A long time ago, there weren't all these different ethnic groups of humans because humans just lived in one small part of the world. I don't know if you know this, but ethnic groups are different in different parts of the world. Some of that's because of climate. Other parts of that just kind of have to do with what we call genetic drift. There isn't really an evolutionary reason. Well, I mean, it's evolutionary, but it's not really because of natural selection or anything. But different groups of people in different parts of the world look different. That's just something that can naturally happen. It doesn't just because there's a Chinese person and the African person and the Native American person doesn't mean that, well, at one time there was an African ape that turned into Africans and a Chinese ape that turned into the Chinese people. And the Native American ape that turned into Native... No, it's not like that at all. There were some people that thought that in the 1800s, there was a pretty big racist sentiment that thought there were different ethnic groups on the planet were so different that they must have different evolutionary origins. Darwin said, hell no, that's not the case. And then genetics proved that he was right. We can do genetic testing now and just absolutely confirm that. Nope, there's only one human species. The things that make what you see on the surface is extremely superficial and doesn't tell you much at all fundamentally about the biology of the person. There's just one human species.
Okay. I'm going to cut short here because I'm about to drive home. So, all right. So you say that the origin of humans would just be apes, right? Because another person who was talking about evolution was saying we did evolve from fish.
We did.
You're saying we evolved from apes.
No.
So fish to apes? Fish to apes?
No, it would have been fish to synapsids to or are we diapsids? No, I don't remember.
I don't know.
There's a whole bunch of things in between there, between fish and apes, because an ape is a type of mammal. When the fish were around, there were no mammals. You don't jump from a type of fish that can spend part of its time on land directly to primates. You have early proto mammals. Again, I don't remember if it's synapsids or
wouldn't we say that it's just evolution, right?
Well, of course it's evolution. When someone says we evolved from fish, that just means at one point one of our ancestors was a fish. It's no different than you. It's different in terms of time, but the thing you're not getting is it's identical to, you know, my mom gave birth to me. My grandma gave birth to my mom. My great-grandma gave birth to my grandma. All of them have different last names, okay? Well, no, that's not totally true because my mom has the same last name as my grandma. But then my grandma, before she got married, had a different last... Well, so it's true. It's kind of true and false at the same time. But they all have different last names. So it's like, okay, my last name's Peterson, but I come from the Oleski family. How did that happen? Well, you know, this and stuff like that, you know?
Oh, okay. Yeah, because my theory of evolution would just be like, you know how animals crossbreed other animals? And I think that's how humans came to existence. We were crossbreed with, you know.
No, I don't know. With what?
Let me see. How much do you know about history itself?
Enough to know that the Anunnaki never existed.
Okay. You don't believe in those civilizations. Okay. All right then.
Neither do historians.
Sure. All right, for sure.
So the people that definitely know more than anybody about history don't believe it either. That should tell you something.
Okay. Yeah, I'll take your opinion point of view. All right. Well, I gotta go because I'm gonna drive home.
Count it is pretty hot over here. See you later.
What win?
Me. All I do is win. Get a free book, 2 free audiobooks, and ad-free videos by becoming a Patreon member.